All right, so it's a big one. The Eagles hosting the New York Giants, first place in the NFC East, on the line tonight. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Chris Collinsworth, who will be in the broadcast booth tonight. And I expect, I don't know, high-scoring, crazy, very, very good football game. What do you think?
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, you can make a case that this is, maybe the two best pass-rushing teams in the league. So maybe they get after the quarterback and they're knocking each other around and we get fumbles and defense and – who knows? This is the Giants and the Eagles. You know what it is. Yeah. It's a battle. They know each other so well. Over the past, 5-6 years, it's been the Eagles that have kind of made the run and had good days against the Giants. And I've played in enough division rivalry games to know that nobody knows. Right. Let's go play it.
I'm sure we'll psychoanalyze Michael Vick to death in the next 5 or 6 minutes here. But first, let's talk about the Giants and the matchup that Juan Castillo has against a quarterback I think has just come so far in the last few years. Eli Manning's playing unbelievable football for an offense that is just so balanced. They really seem, Chris, to do everything right.
Yeah, they do. And in talking to some of the Eagles guys about it, I said, tell me what's been different about Eli, And the two words that keep coming back were confidence and accuracy. That when he came in the league, he was certainly a good player. But you can see now that a little bit like older brother, he feels like he's the man out there now. And he's controlling the game at the line of scrimmage. He's seeing blitzes. He's audibling to the right plays. The maturity level as a quarterback is just there. And if you've ever met Eli, he's just halftime, I think he's asleep. He just kind of is so low-key. Mm-hmm. Nothing bothers him. Being in New York City, mm-hmm. you're always under the mm-hmm. microscope. And it's just like, it just runs off of them. There's very few people that have played in that environment that don't seem to be overly concerned with what anybody's writing about them. And everybody says that, but they're lying. They do care, but Eli seems to be able to handle it.
He's on the same page with his wide receivers. And it's, we've talked about wide receivers in Philadelphia for 10 years now. And they, fans always get a first round pick, got to get to. Meanwhile, the Giants, Hakeem Nicks, great player, first-round pick. And then Victor Cruz comes out of nowhere, comes out against the Eagles last year and dominates, and then goes on to this fantastic season. Chris, your opinion on, in the NFL, to be a great receiver, you don't have to be a high draft pick, not even close.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to be fast. I mean, what you have to be to play his position in particular, he's really the key third-down guy. Some of the catches and runs that he made last year were off the charts. Mm-hmm. What he did against the New York Jets on that play off the goal line, to catch that ball in traffic, to realize where those two guys were and hop between them and then outrun everybody to the end zone, to me, was the player of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the Giants aren't going,
they're done, right?
He's been fantastic. Nicks, if he's healthy, of course, has the issue with the foot. And they've got another weapon now with Bennett. This Martellus Bennett, I don't know how the Cowboys let him get out of there because he is really – he's a different maker on that Giants offense.
If you were Juan, what how do you think you'd attack Eli in the offense?
I've talked to Juan, so I know how he's going to attack Eli in the offense. But, obviously you've got to be able to get the pressure, which this team does as well as any. I think the Eagles and I've seen almost the whole league on tape at this point – I think they're faster on defense than any team I see, especially in the front seven. They substitute so many guys. They play nine, and you watch them, and it is like just a blur. Mm-hmm. They're so fast. They had a little tough go of it with some bad breaks against Arizona. Some weird things that happened to them defensively, gave up some big plays in that one. But they're easily explained too. But when you just watch that front seven, as fast as I've seen.
And on the offensive side, Michael Vick, obviously the focal point here. Your take on Michael's game, it's been inconsistent, too many turnovers. We talk about it every day here. Where is Michael Vick in his evolution as a quarterback?
I don't think it's as much about Mike as it is about what's going on up front. Jason Peters to me, and I've said it on the broadcast several times, that I just don't see a left tackle with his talent. I played with Anthony Munoz, and to take him off this football team was a huge blow. I mean, that's like, taking LeSean McCoy off. That's a big, big blow. And then you lose your signal caller up front. And there's no question that they blew a few last week. They blew a few protections. And between Mike and Dallas and, you know, the new look up front, they're going to have to ease their way into it. Now, you don't ease your way into anything against the New York Giants. If you can't block them, you can't beat them. And so they've got to clean up the mistakes that they made up front last week. And then Mike has got to be willing to accept the fact that it's not going to be protection-wise what it has been. He's going to get hit a few more times. He's got to be able to keep his eyes down the field and make some of those big plays when he is scrambling.
Game four here, how big in your eyes, it's obviously a marathon, but how big is this game tonight? I mean, it's we expect a huge crowd on television. I mean, the stadium's going to be rocking with the Brian Dawkins ceremony. NFC's first place on the line, but it's only the fourth game of the year.
It's only the fourth game, but it's also, I mean, how many times will it come down in the NFC East in particular between Dallas, Philly, and the Giants? Tiebreakers. And this is the number one tiebreaker. You know, what you do head-to-head. So there's no way to minimize the significance of a head-to-head matchup between the two front runners in the division. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is you certainly don't want to put yourself in a position where you have to go get a win in New York. You got to take care of business at home. This matchup is good. The Giants played as well as I've seen them play in a long, long time in that thing in Carolina.
Hey, Chris, don't let Eagles fans get to you, all right? Enjoy them. They love you.
Oh, they don't love me or anything else in particular. You know, but I do, I tell people this all the time, is that, you know, everywhere I go, the number one question I get is, you know, why do you hate the whichever city I'm in, right? You know, and then certainly the Philadelphia fans are the same. But when you come here, you feel like you're at a big-time football game. I mean, the emotion is so raw. We felt it in Baltimore the other night with the Patriots and the Ravens. And as a broadcaster, that's all you can ask for. Yeah. As a player, that's all I wanted. I go, you know, for 3 hours, it's on.
It matters.
It's just raw, yeah. You know. So I love coming to Philadelphia. I love coming here and just being in this Wild West atmosphere. And let's go get them.
Well, we love when you're here. Thanks very much for stopping by. And have a great broadcast tonight. Chris Collinsworth, Eagles and the Giants. It's Sunday Night Football in America right here in Philadelphia.